Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Today.
Back. We have Jim Cole here. This is hour two. It is the 13th of June, 2018. And Jim, we have lots to talk about. In fact, we may have more segments than we thought because we're having a hard time getting a hold of Jim Deal from Carrot Bar. So I'm just going to do like a 1 minute promo on that. Carrot Bars Already is the premier cryptocurrency on the planet. We have the Carrot Bank coins now. I purchased a ton of them. And when they revalue, my investment will be worth over $3 million in less than a year. We have two big giant gold mines. If you haven't got involved with Carrot Bars, I'm starting to get calls now. People go, what do you mean, Dr. Deagle? I said, look, it's the only cryptocurrency in the world that's backed by gold. It allows you to have international currency transactions without the SWIFT system. It's totally safe. You can have millions of microbanks where you transfer the value. You can actually physically have it delivered to your home in Carrot Bank coins or the Carrot Bank cards. The cash, and you can do cryptocurrency transfers anywhere in the world. There's nothing like it. So get involved and check it out. Now, I want to get with Jim here now and talk about two technologies. And after the show today, one of the first things I'm going to do is get on my Sonic Life machine when I get the professional machine from you, Jim. It is the first and only machine in the world that is a sine wave, sonic-based exercise machine. And the sonic wave exercise wave field, and I used to have a triplanar machine, which I got rid of, does not traumatically damage your joints, but it stimulates the collagen in your tissues, your metabolic rate, it stimulates aerobic activity and pumping your lymphatics and blood vessels, which, by the way, if your vessels don't pump, you get hypertension because your heart is the first sharing force and the secondary sharing force is your blood vessels. And by the way, the alternative treatment we use is ECCP. We've had David Nierley on last year and again the last few Mondays talking about vasomedical. But you can do vasomedical type treatments if you use the Sonic Life machine. 10 minutes once a day or 10 minutes twice a day, each one is equivalent to like an hour of aerobics. So there's nothing like the Sonic Life machine for exercise. And I like small hand weights or what I have resistance bands with an athletic bar above and behind my exercise machine and bolted into the ceiling and the joists. That is fantastic. And these resistance bands combined with the machine are amazing. You can do any kind of exercise you can imagine with non-traumatically in 10 minutes is going to an hour of aerobics. So if you haven't got a Sonic Life machine, you're crazy. In fact, I have a lady that's coming by. Just her and her husband are going to do a day with Dr. Bill this Saturday, Marcia and her husband. They're coming in from Texas. They were on the East Coast, and they're flying into Las Vegas and going to drive in. They'll spend the afternoon on Saturday with me, and I'll do a metapathia scan on her and her husband. I also can do those scans in other ways, and if you talk to me and want to know how I can do them, you can contact me, Dr. Bill, at 888-212-8871. The second thing this machine does is the designer of the machine was a speaker expert, and when he got injured in a car accident and got a head injury and deafness, his brother-in-law was a Qigong master, gave him the frequencies that he recommended. He put them in the machine because he actually could generate the frequencies using woofer electromagnets in the actual operation of the machine would generate sound and movement that would actually stimulate and train the tissues to heal. Now, Qigong masters and people that are involved in Oriental medicine understand that frequency can heal or harm. In fact, I just got an output yesterday from Deborah Tavares about a new thing here to get rid of pests, which actually uses infrasound to actually make spiders and insects and snakes and so on and mice take off out of your house. Well, positive infrasound is good. Negative, like, for example, what we have seen hit by embassy workers in China and in Cuba, is infrasound that causes not only hearing deficit, but can cause brain damage. Now, you have to understand that you're getting frequency damage from cell phones, from Wi-Fi networks, from smart meters, and from Gwen towers. And dirty electricity caused by electricity where the power companies don't bring back their dirty electricity to generate back to the power corporation. They literally let it go to ground, and it ends up, you know, basically despoiling the ground, the electromagnetics and harmonic frequencies of everywhere in the planet. Now, we want to erase that. The Sonic Life Machine will do that. So, Jim, I'd like you to explain, when somebody plugs in, for example, one of my little antennas, my little amplifiers, I can literally send them an epigenetic frequency for their specific disease with the atomic resonance of minerals, and I can even add, for a separate activity, I can add the atomic resonance of amino acids to stimulate and tell their genes which genes and amino minerals to turn on to actually activate the genes to heal every tissue. Every tissue will be healed if you activate the genes to transcribe structural proteins and enzymes. Now, my theory about aging disease is the most comprehensive quantum-based, evidence-based theory of aging ever developed in human history. I'm not boasting this. I'm telling you that I got them in visions and dreams and supernaturally given to me over decades of research I've been doing for 40 years, and I have broken the code of what aging disease is, standing on the shoulders of people like Linus Pauling and the work of your developer of the Sonic Life Machine, and many, many scientists have actually developed the comprehensive model of what all life forms are, not only on the planet Earth, but exobiology, of how life is regulated by harmonic resonant entraining frequencies, transcribing information that turns on and off genes to create structural proteins and the condensation we call life. So let's talk about this. When you turn on the machine, you can use a little ear jack and actually put the earphones on your head, or you can actually turn it loud enough, you can actually hear the song of DNA being played through your body through the force plate at the bottom, and you can, the force plate will move and vibrate in frequency, but also the electromagnetics will pump it right through your body to open up your ion channels for your genes. It's simply mind-boggling. Your actual body tingles with the effect of the epigenetic frequencies, and the most powerful machine to do this is the Sonic Life. Now, we have other ways. You can put the current through a microcurrent needle through acupuncture, and you can get my antenna system, which can actually broadcast to the room. And I've talked to Dr. Greg Hipskind. He's getting new engineers that we'll work with from InLight Technology Lumen so that we can put it through the pads. But the most powerful machine to put it through is the Sonic Life. It's simply amazing. You can actually hear the ambient sound of the room as the song is being spoken to your DNA to open it back up again. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's amazing. And you can, with a larger plate on the professional machine, you could fit on the machine and then also put on the headphones. So you're getting kind of double duty to the audio.
That's why all your acupuncture points are in your ear canals. If you actually have seen acupuncturists, all your acupuncture points are your entire body, in your ear, your auricle and your ear canals itself.
Right. Exactly.
Pretty neat. Teleologically, it makes sense too, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, no, it's an amazing device, and people, you know, even people that just stand there or do isometric exercises, they see amazing benefits from the machine. And
right.
Some of them have told me that they'll be using it, and then they'll stop using it for a month, and they really feel it, that they need to be back on that machine, and be back moving the fluid, oxygenating the blood. It's an amazing device.
Now, if you want to get a device, and I tell people most people are going to lease purchase, if I document and set up the lease purchase for you, you can write it off against your taxes. It'll not cost you a cent. Secondly, you're going to get the benefit of not only exercising, which everybody must do, and number two, you're going to get epigenetic frequency therapy. Now, if you want to purchase the frequencies alone just to put through the machine, you can do that. Or you can also purchase, I now put up yesterday, for $350, where you can actually get an antenna system to broadcast the same frequencies you put through the machine. You can actually have ambient in your room and play them on a loop. So you can literally turn on the frequencies for, say, diabetes or eye conditions or hypertension or heart failure. And I can send a combination of frequency harmonic resonance to actually activate the genes that treat any specific illness. Now, what it's doing is it's providing what's called a morphogenetic field that stimulates your DNA to amplify the entrainment of DNA to actually turn on the specific genes to help you heal. So there's specific minerals associated with each illness, and we actually have a fingerprint of what those frequencies are. Pretty neat, eh? And we can actually broadcast them through the air. People don't realize that's why cell phone towers and Wi-Fi networks and smart meters jam your cells, because they put toxic frequencies through that actually jam your cellular communication and literally silence gene induction. That's how they work. In fact, the researchers in Russia with Dr. Cavinson discovered that people working around high energetic fields actually silence their genes and actually accelerate aging. We reverse that. By the way, our Red Deer Velvet is arriving this week. We now have a delivery date. It's arriving this week, the Red Deer Velvet Air, the first product in the world that brings you to zero aging, provides all the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones unaltered to slow and stop aging. Welcome back. So, Jim, I want people to understand, I had this morning had an interesting dialogue with a young man, and you have to realize that my knowledge base is constantly increasing and evaluating, and I'm getting new research and contacting new specialists and people all over the world. This is all I do. I'm a very driven person. And if you look at the Fortune 500 people that run all the Fortune 500 companies, none of them are not hypomanic. In other words, if you're not a driven person, you do not succeed in, say, business or not going to be a Fortune 500 company. If you succeed in anything, art, music, science, whatever, you have to be driven. Well, I'm driven. And if you have talent and are driven to find solutions to problems, which I have been, you're going to be the tippy top of your industry. Now, people have to understand, I do not, people pretend they are competitors, I do not have competitors. The technology that we have on our NutraMed line of nutraceuticals, the technology we have in epigenetic frequency therapy, is mine. No one else on earth has this. Period. In fact, I'm in the process of getting patents. Our Red Deer Velvet DR is the first one to come out in the world that actually has unaltered molecules that can take any mammalian species, human, whale, voles, mouse, monkey, and actually build the building blocks that are present in the fetal state. So our Red Deer Velvet DR can actually take and rebuild any organ in your body. Now, you need signal plus substance. If you get the frequency signals, which are usually a talk crosstalk between the telomere at the end of your chromosomes, and your ion channels in your nucleoplasm, it determines which minerals and amino acids activate specific genes to restructure the tissue, because your genes only code for protein as structural proteins and amino acids that actually are going to be in a chain creating the active site of an enzyme folded on itself with a monatomic form of mineral to make or break chemical bonds. That's the essence of life. Biophotons condensing to specific proteins. Now, we have that technology, and nobody else in the world has this. You have to understand it. We're it. And we're also, with this Red Deer Velvet I have right now, in the last processes of patenting it here in the West, we'll be trying to get international patents as well. Nobody else will be able to compete. In fact, I've already talked to some stem cell clinics, so they can carry our product. So if they do a stem cell transplant like Novastem in Tijuana, which is the most advanced stem cell clinic I found in the world, because they use the products created by Stematica in San Diego, which are hypoxic, extremely enriched, multiplied stem cell lines that are grown in such an environment they're going to take in your body. They're not infantile or umbilical cord stem cells or very low concentrated stem cells like from your adipose tissue. They're super high concentrated and designed to be gene activated And you got to remember that stem cells are just architects and engineers. If you don't have the building blocks present, if you don't have harmonic resonant frequencies, your body can't regenerate itself. So if you can actually measure the biophoton flux of a newborn, let's say it has a number of 200, when your number is, say, in your 70, dropping from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20, the lights are going out, your DNA is being silenced, and you're not making structural proteins or enzymes to actually rebuild your body. You're dying. So the key issue is if we can restore your biophoton flux of gene activation, we apply the building blocks, and we've got the epigenetic frequency therapy, you're going to regenerate. In fact, we're going to start seeing the emergence of what I call the welderly. Elderly people who are going to start getting younger physically, like the movie Cocoon, so that in the future you'll see 90 and 120-year-olds going back into sports and into the workforce and restarting jobs and corporations and traveling the world, doing things like hiking up mountains and things like that. Because, oh, no, that can't happen, Dr. Deagle. Why? You got the same genes when you're born as when you die at 82. Or regrowing organs like, you know, limbs, for example, for our vets that have their legs blown off, why not grow their legs? I'm working on the technology and mathematics to do so. And a lot of people are playing around the edges of this. I haven't played. I have actually scientific theorems that can be proven in laboratories to prove that I have the technology to do these things. And it will happen. So I want people to understand this. I don't have competitors. You don't understand that, don't you, Jim?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. So now to kind of like backtrack a little bit.
Right.
So you have we have the sonic device.
Right.
We have the resonant frequencies. Resonant frequencies to place.
And we have the fancy nutraceuticals, and we have the building blocks in a red deer velvet with all our other bioactivated, bioavailable nutraceuticals. So you can't help but heal. We have ways to detox. We've got the pure water system water. We've got mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone and oxygen concentrator. We've got epigenetic field therapy with the antenna system, which I put up yesterday. It's only $350 to get that in your basic frequencies. That's a one-time charge. And you don't need to buy anything else. You simply click your MP3 player from your iPhone or iPad or computer directly, and you can set it up on a loop if you want to actually generate the frequencies in the room. And they'll set up in training frequencies. I have mine set up for my in my study right now. In fact, I just turned it on just now. So mine's turned on just now. I just turned it on like in 2 seconds. I flipped on my iPad, which is on my, you know, Dropbox. Open up the frequency MP3, hit my amplifier button, boom, it's broadcasting in the room right now. That's how simple it is. Doesn't have to touch your body, it can be 6 feet away. It's going to generate an entraining frequency to activate your ion channels to start healing your body. People need to know the frequencies of toxic, say, computers, step-down transformers, LED lights, and so on, are silencing your DNA. So people are going to start accelerating their aging because they're getting DNA silencing caused by biophoton white noise interference of your DNA induction. This is not minor stuff. And by the way, people say, well, Dr. Deagle, could you turn that into a weapon? Yeah, I could. I can make the most subtle, dangerous weapon created in human history. I'm not going to do it. I'm not evil. But believe me, there were powers and forces in the past that wanted me to go from Anakin Sky Deagle to Darth Deagle. Believe me, there were a lot of people trying to get me to become a real evil bastard, and I'm not.
Right.
Thank God, and thank God, thank all the people that prayed for me, like my little diabetic lady years ago that got me to become totally pro-life, prayed for me that I didn't turn to the dark side. Because believe me, the whole world would shake if Deagle went to the dark side. It wouldn't just be a bad day, oh, well, he's a bad guy. No, you would shake in your boots if you knew what I could have become if I went to the dark side.
Wow.
It would make Darth Vader look like a puppy. Okay? And it wouldn't be just a movie thing. Yeah, I would be I would make Lex Luthor look like a puppy. All right? So I want people to understand, I'm here to heal you. I'm here to witness to you. I'm here to provide you lengthening of your days. And I'm here to also provide you truth about the geopolitical and spiritual truth of what's going on. Now, the next thing is stress. Do you notice with the death of a couple more celebrities? Now, I have a suspicion.
Oh, Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain, who was also taking off a lot of parties. There was apparently something tied to the Clintons. I haven't yet been able to analyze it enough to see if he was a suicide, which he looked like a sad kind of guy, but a suicide, or whether he did something to tick off the dark side. Because Bourdain, when you see his public comments about all kinds of things, I remember one of his comments in the movie where he was visiting London, he had no problem at all with seeing the royals in Europe. This is before the marriage of the latest marriage in we call in England. of the former star from Suits, and of course the Prince. But I can tell you, Bourdain ticked off a lot of people.
Right.
So you got to understand, if you want to heal, and there's a lot of stress going on in our world, there's a lot of hopelessness in our world, there's a lot of suicidal intent in our world because people don't feel they have purpose or plans or purpose in their life. And CBD oil, we're going to talk about that, is the lubricant for life. We'll come back and talk about that in the next segment. This full hour, and we have a caller, Dr. Kelly, in California. Dr. Kelly, tell us a little bit about your background and why you're interested in the show and what you think you're learning by listening to the Nutramedical Report.
I think it's really cool, and I thank you for your work and that you cover such a wide variety of things that, for instance, are out of the scope of the chiropractor and possibly in the scope of the applied kinesiologist. And I'm an X-ray supervisor operator as well.
But so you have a background as a chiropractor. Now, let me give you something that's interesting. You probably may or may not have learned this in chiropractic school, but I worked for 7 years with Dr. Stu Donaldson from 1980 to 1987, and we had a custom-made surface EMG research machine where we actually went down the entire spine. Now, I actually worked at great frustration from the State Board of Medical Examiners, the Alberta College of Physicians and Surgeons, with chiropractors, naturopaths, and other people that are, we call paramedical people, doing all kinds of weird and wonderful things. And what I discovered is that whenever you get a chiropractic subluxation, which all chiropractors know, there's always a dysautonomia at that level, and there's a displacement of the eccentric and eccentric muscle firing patterns that causes the subluxation. So if you do a digital thermogram or you do an A-delta C-fiber nerve mapping with axonpain.com, which I developed the technology to measure the A-delta fibers recruiting up the spinal thalamic tract to the base of the skull, I converted Jim Hedgecock's technology, developed and improved in 1997 for mapping of pain with A-delta and C-fibers from a subjective to objective technology. So what you have to understand, I have a total understanding of the seven pain gates for pain and the idea of that dysautonomia and abnormal muscle firing patterns that chiropractors have known for long. That's why unless you get your subluxations dealt with manipulation with deep tissue massage and chiropractic, your dysautonomia at specific nerve levels is a primary cause of many illnesses. For example, most people don't realize coronary vascular spasm is due to subluxations that occur at the levels of the autonomic nervous homunculi that regulate the cardia of the stomach and also the cardiac autonomic control of vascular spasm of the heart. You don't know that, do they?
Unfortunately, no. But
no, and if you and the thing is, they don't want to have cross-pollination between different scientific bodies of knowledge, whether it's chiropractic and medicine and dysautonomia or even the cannabinoid system. For example, that's where we're going to introduce Jim. The cannabinoid receptors are through the entire neuraxis, and basically cannabinols have been in our diet since mankind crawled out of the ground, okay, pre-Adamic man. So you have to understand this. This hemp oil is even superior to marijuana because it doesn't have delta 9 THC. The 7% of the population, if they take it, they're going to get psychotic or get central nervous system problems. And hemp oil has none of the negative effects, but it has all the positive ones.
Yeah,
pain controls. Yeah, go ahead.
CBD will drive your THC pathways. It will drive the receptor system, and even mango can fire up your CB1 pathway.
Right. So, Jim, I'd like you to kind of talk about our technology, by the way, and there's a number of oils we're at our conference on anti-aging, but this is the most advanced. And we have a multi-level link here. The nano-enhanced hemp oil is a meter-dose bottle. In fact, I usually take 3 or 4 sprays first thing in the morning and through the day. It's amazing. I call it the lubricant for life because, believe me, my job and my ministry are so freaking stressful if I don't have an anti-stress thing. My blood pressure is now normal with the minimum medications on tons of nutraceuticals and my hemp oil, and I'm feeling better than I have in years by using this. Tell us all about why this is so important for modern stressful man and woman and why a stress relief is so important for not only the immune system, the cardiovascular system, the free radicals, and the balance of the brain. For example, we're seeing a surge of dementia, autism, cardiac disease, cancer, and so on. In fact, if you're under 40, your chances of getting colon cancer are 400% higher than people 20 years older than you. And the reason is stress. Electromagnetic stress, radiological stress from radioisotopes, scalar stress, dietary stress from GMO food fed to animals you're eating, and they've been misabused. So you're eating tissues of animals that have been abused when they've been grown and harvested or slaughtered for our food supply. We have veggies that are grown with radiotoxins in them and heavy metals from not only lead but other toxins in the environment that are letting on. 28 to 38 of the U.S. states, you can actually measure depleted uranium. People have no conception of how we're literally being poisoned to death, and how if the human race doesn't go out in thermonuclear, scalar, and biological war, we're going to go out with a whimper, with silencing our DNA, with decreasing IQ, decreasing fertility, decreasing difference between male and female sex, and the inability to create new fetuses and grow babies unless we do it in a laboratory with polar body exclusion of genetically anomalous babies that won't survive in utero. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. And what's super critical, too, is you've only got two pain pathways in the brain. One is the opiate, the mu opiate receptor system. The other one is the CBD. And to my horror, I've seen friends damage their either opiate or their cannabinoid pathway and destroy that whole system in their body by utilizing toxic drugs, street drugs.
Well, you know, fentanyl patches or opioids, they work at the sixth and seventh pain gates, and they actually downregulate your ability of your brain to generate cannabinol molecules that are 40 to 50,000 times stronger than even opiates. But your brain will do it as long as you regulate the pain gate. For example, the primary pain gate is in your skin. So, Jim, tell us about this basically cannabinol oil, CBD oil, and nanotech hemp. Why it's so superior? Because there's nothing to compare with. You can put it in your mouth, and you can know in 7 seconds, it's that fast, you can feel like the stress is just leaving your body.
Yeah, and with everything, it's not so much, what we swallow, pills, capsules, even normal CBD oil, it has to go through the digestive process, and we only absorb like 5 to 7% actually gets into the system. And usually it gets into the system after it's overloaded the liver, it's overloaded the filter systems.
Right.
Where this CBD oil, this cannabidiol, is nanoliposomal. So it's the molecule size is extremely small, so it goes into the system transmucosally. So it's uptake in the, and they can measure it in the blood within seconds.
Now, one of the things I want to mention that people may or may not know, and I mentioned this before, but I want to mention it again. Some people will say, oh, he's just so smart, he has an answer for everything. No, actually, I have the answer for 8 to 12% of the hardest questions you can ask. But I can provide an answer to 100% because as you ask the question, I will supernaturally receive inspiration to have images, audible images, visual images, and responses to tell you the answer to any question you want to ask for any human activity on Earth. Now, that's not normal, okay? And it's not normal because we are being transformed from a human race where we're separate individuals to a race as a collective being. And that collectivity is going to mean we're going to be not entrained by common arguments of intellect to the left brain or emotions to the right brain, but by spirit words and a spirit connection that makes us one organism. Now, the pineal gland is a primary connection to from your brain to the astral part of your body that exists in the spirit plane and the collective consciousness. And you're not just an I, you're also a we. Now, 20% of health professionals, and probably you can corroborate this, Dr. Kelly, are basically intuitives. Most people have a little intuitive, but the ones that are intuitive enough, they're aware that they're intuitive. About 20%. Doesn't matter if you're a chiropractor, a nurse, a surgeon, an intensive care person, a pediatrician, whatever. About 20% of health professionals, and most have some kind of a feeling that I need to be in this collective thing to try to empathically connect to people to try to heal them. In other words, they realize there's a portion of themselves that's not I, but a we. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And one of the hazards of non-fat milk is that it will move calcium into the body where it doesn't belong, and it will actually start a calcific process around the critical pine.
Yeah, you're talking about the defatted milk that they're putting out. Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. What I'm saying, though, is that the CBD oil actually decalcifies the pineal gland because, for example, fluoride, chloride, and bromide not only calcify the choroid plexus of your ventricles, they calcify your pineal. Now, the Bible talks about this called the silver cord or the cord of living waters. And it connects your soul to your body. It also connects us to all other spirit beings and the collective consciousness to make us empathic, because the solution to the world, like that song from the Beatles, you know, imagine, the solution is us collectively. The solution is us connecting to a higher self and to the Most High God. And that has to connect, and it means you have to detox your body.
Procure.
And welcome back. We have Dr. Kelly in Northern California, and we have Jim Cole here. And a challenge is out to the public. If you're afraid to call into the show, which, by the way, I can give you the phone number if you want to call in, but I haven't had a caller actually question me and put me on the spot for 6 years. I sometimes ask my co-hosts to ask the toughest question they would ask if they had Moses in front of them with God whispering the answer into their ear. Because I don't even know the answer to everything about 8 to 12% of the time. They have to know that because I am a trans-dimensional being, which is what is going to happen to all human beings, which means you live in the temporal world of the living, but also you can be transformed. Heaven doesn't start when you die. Heaven starts today when you hear and do Shema, the Spirit of the Most High, because the transformative thing to fix our legislature, to fix our government, our health system, is not logical based on intellect and emotion, which are left and right brain. They're based on what I call spirit words, and the truth that comes out in spirit words is how to fix it. So you can ask me a question in any human activity on earth, astrophysics, metallurgy, mathematics, environment, anything on earth, and I will give you an answer instantly, or I will give you a logical analysis of how to find the answer. Go ahead and ask your question, Dr. Kelly.
Okay, how do we restore the grand juries and have the grand jury reawakening in the California and the Nevada republics? And how do I awaken the counties out of their coma?
Well, first off, if you keep doing the same thing, I call it the bug in the glass paradigm. The bug doesn't believe in glass. So every time it hits the window, it just never gets the idea that it's going to, even though it can see through the glass and perceive there's something on the other side of the glass, it doesn't believe in glass. So it's never going to get through until it realizes, unless the window is lifted up and opened and there's a pathway through the window, it's never going to get through glass. So one thing people don't understand, in the temporal world of time-space, the king of time-space is Tegautu, the great architect of the universe, otherwise known as Lucifer or Satan. King Kronos, his name is Satan, the opposer. And the opposer of the omniscient one, which, by the way, is part of our nature. It's part of our nature as human beings to be transcendent. Not only just live in time-space, but also transcend time and space, which means we are have a portion of us which is neither the past, present, or future. We are in the eternal now. And you don't need to enter eternity when you die. You enter eternity today when you live. Now, to some extent, there has been some fragments of this knowledge, whether it's native shamans or Buddhists or Catholics or people that are intuitives, but I'm going to give you the full force of this. When you speak spirit words, which are reverse language, you speak into the across the like Alice in Wonderland, the looking glass, because everything that's spoken in reverse speech and the intentions of your heart. That's why you can take someone's reverse speech, let's say Donald Trump or Barack Obama, and you can actually take what phrases they're saying in spirit words embedded in their language that are the intentions of their soul. They're called spirit words. So the only way to actually change the future is, the word is called prayer, which is basically spirit words spoken by your soul. Now, there's ways of amplifying that. Now, I'm not going to say it on air, but I have ways of amplifying the effect billions and trillions of times. And by doing that, you change what's called the continuum of collective consciousness. Because you're not going to change it by having the best argument to change your local political opponents or adversaries or even the people that think they're on the same side. The problem is, you see, this is an example of someone who's transformative. I pray for Trump because even with Focus on the Family, who was a doctor for years, Trump, as I call Trump Pinocchio, he's doing things that are right in his own eyes, and that, by its very definition, is the definition of evil. Now, 99% of what people do here on Earth, including our U.S. government with oppositional powers of the legislative branch, the executive branch, and the judicial branch, and there's some crossover because Ruth Gator, we call her Gator instead of Bader Ginsburg because she's like an alligator, they all think that they have the right to actually rule over us, and they're always wiser than us. But the collective consciousness of all of us, including little grandmother's rocking in a rocking chair at 87, and she has some wisdom, that wisdom needs to get through to our leaders in government. For example, we've been trying for some time to help Trump negotiate with Kim Jong-un. Now, it's wonderful what he did, but it's the follow-up. It's the beef. Where's the beef? How is he going to actually accomplish this? But it's accomplished by an intention field of collectiveness. It's not accomplished by specific actions. The actions follow the spirit. So, in other words, if you don't know how to pray for those, for example, part of the reason why California is in such a desperate state is some of the primary covens that rule over the world are based here in California, and they actually create a negative intention field to create destruction of California, because if California goes down the toilet, the whole country of America goes down the toilet. So you see a lot of the policies of the left, open borders, sanctuary states, the latest rule that actually came through the California legislature saying by 2022 they want to reduce per person 55 gallons per day, which is not possible to even have a living situation. You won't even be able to sponge bath yourself. And they don't want to talk about primary water or oasis water. They don't want to talk about real pollution that's damaging the benthic layer of the ocean and the ozone layer that's increasing ground level ultraviolet light and cosmic rays and x-rays. No, no, no. They want to talk about carbon credits and foolishness. And the reason is they're led by the intellect or the emotions, which are always luciferic. And so the solution is not to give a better argument or a better emotional response to convert people. It's to speak spirit words, and there's ways of doing that. Now, the primary way we call it prayer, which is people have a prayer. That's why you have prayer chains around the world. But I know how to amplify prayer and to speak what's called reverse speech into the void. And if someone contacts me, I can explain to them more specifically how to do that. But I have skill sets that are, I call myself the Wizard of Is. I can tell you things that you can't think that any rational human being knows on Earth, but I do. There's no question of any activity on Earth that I can't give you an answer to. Now, that's shocking. Because people say, well, someone like you can't exist. Well, Moses existed, and I'm his direct blood descendant. And I'm going to tell you that our world needs to be led toward becoming a collective spirit organism, or we're not going to make our solutions through their intellect or our emotions. It's not going to make a stable, continuing world that can evangelize literally the universe and act as midwives to other civilizations and beings across the cosmos. We are going to be extinguished. We are going to be kept here on prison planet, and it will be the end of the human race. And we will go with either a whimper or a bang, but we're going to be silenced. And it's because we have to transform into a collective organism to find solutions. Because the solutions start with the heart, not with the mind or the emotions. Right?
And to the grieving of most of my professors, but none of my mentors, I was that kid in the front row in the center asking all those provocative, inspiring questions that might take weeks, months, or years to answer.
Right. But you can ask me any question. Now, I grieve for people who want to ask me questions because my days, weeks, months, and years are numbered. And I will give the day of my numbers, okay? My ministry starts the first day that they sign the treaty and start the blood sacrifice on Sukkot in Israel. My last day here on earth before the resurrection is the 1260th day after that starts on Pascha. And I'm going to tell you, people, you need to understand I'm doing this not for my sake, because I suffer great persecution for telling the truth to people, that our last president of the United States will be the beast, and that America will force the mark of the beast on the planet, that our healthcare system is vile, and it's designed actually with hundreds of vaccines in the national ID 2020, which is actually just 2 years away, to vaccinate us into hell. And 5G network, which is even approved by Donald Trump, and every year, every president since 1933 has actually signed, so we're in a state of national emergency. So we're under a global facade of democracy, when in actual fact, both the left and right side of the snake are moving us to eventuality to wipe out 90% of the population of humans, replace us with genetically engineered cyborgs, and genetically enhance and cybernetically enhance the superclass like Attica. If you don't think that's coming, you're not paying attention.
And I did find out that Senate Bill 649 here in the California Republic was vetoed by Jerry Brown, so no 5G massacre.
Right. I'm not sure why he vetoed it, but kudos on Governor Brown. He did some stupid things like sanctuary states. First off, Donald Trump is wrong the way as they've done the laws. They've actually need to pass immigration laws like right away. It should be before the 2018 midterm elections. But rational immigration based on the heart, not on the mind or the emotion, would be this. Number one, immigration should be requested by states and industry of numbers. We should not have chain or other migration, but we should not separate children from parents. We should make sure that we have ways of having facilities so while people are waiting for disposition, we don't act cruel to people. We should have a Bracero II program like we did in the 1940s so we have work conditions, home and food, and keep half their money and give it back to them and go back to their home country. And we should make it precious, relatively inexpensive, and based on skill sets and of aptitude to get citizenship. And we also have to make sure that our politicians and our media can't call for a coup against our current government without being fined, sanctioned, and jailed, and delicensed the media facilities. That's based on the heart, not on the emotions or on the intellect. Thank you for listening. We'll be back in a moment with my son, Matthew.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.